verse 10, the nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, that's your granddaughter. Thy son's daughter is your granddaughter. Even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. So your grandchildren are considered near kin. It's weird. Why would you, how would that even enter into your mind to do something that sick? Well, apparently Josh Duggar doesn't think it's that sick, because that reprobate freak molested his own sisters. That reprobate freak, people are like, oh, you should give Josh, who knows who Josh Duggar is? Yeah, very famous Baptist, because his parents had 20 kids or something like that. What was the name of the show? Does anybody remember this worldly?
Josh came to us on his own, and he was crying, and he had just turned 14, and he said that he had actually improperly touched some of our daughters.
Did he explain why? I mean, was that a question that you asked?
He said he was just curious about girls, and he had gone in and just basically touched them over their clothes while they were asleep, and they didn't even know he had done it.
The Duggars say they tried to deal with the crisis as a family, but the molestation reoccurred. In total, four sisters were victimized, as well as the family babysitter. The Duggars say they knew they had to act.
That's when we pulled him out of the house and we said, he can't be here.
We were devastated and we said, we've got to send him out of the home. He has got to go and seek counsel and get help.
Yeah, this guy had all these kids, and then, you know, one of them is, I don't know, Josh or whatever. I've never seen the show before, so I'm not worldly. No, I'm just kidding. I've never seen it. I know who he is, though. But, like, it came out that he molested his sisters, I think, after the show was done, or maybe it was during the show, it was still going on, but it was, like, made a really big deal in the public realm. And Christians fought over this. Christians actually fought over the fact that he should be forgiven, he's still saved, whatever. He's never been saved.
Right.
He's never been saved, because a normal person is not going to molest their own sisters. They were little girls. He's a sick freak, okay? Anybody that molests their own kids is a reprobate, period. But people were like, oh, you should forgive Josh Duggar because, you know, he's saved. Really? Well, why did the FBI catch him with child pornography on his computer then? Because he's saved? That's disgusting. That's unnatural. That is an abomination before God. It's wicked as hell. And this reprobate is going to roast in hell for all eternity. Josh Duggar. And just let me tell you why it's wicked to sit there and say, oh, we should just forgive Josh Duggar. He's just, you know, he was just mixed up. You know, he just had too many relatives or whatever. You know what? Even more responsibility, because he grew up in a household that supposedly believed the word of God. You're telling me he never read those verses? His parents never read those verses with him? He never heard those verses preached in church? That might be true. Because this is an uncomfortable topic, honestly. And most pastors won't touch on it with a 10-foot pole. You know, it's not something I like to preach about a lot, honestly. We're here. So, but here's why it's messed up. Because, look, the reprobate doctrine can help get people saved. I'm not saying to preach the reprobate doctrine in every soul winning thing. Sorry, Anthony. But Anthony seems to find a way to make it work, all right? But he at least tells them. It's like an addition. Like, after baptism, you must know the reprobate doctrine, brethren. Which is, hey, people receive it, though. Because it is a good thing to let people know, especially, well, think about the people that have been Josh Duggar's sisters. Think about the people that have been molested by freaks and weirdos, and people are like, Christians are like, oh, you should just forgive them. These people that harmed their souls. These people that did the most wicked, filthy, abominable things that you could do to somebody, and then you're like, oh, we should just forgive that person. No! That person needs to be stoned with stones, Josh Duggar. Stoned with stones until he be dead.